Oh, this is the tale of a rabbit. And so, of course, it will not be long. Now, everyone had a bad habit of calling this bunny a name that was wrong. Good morning, dear Peter, they'd say when they met him. And oh, how that name would upset him and fret him. Although, as a rule, he would try hard and rightly to smile at the greeting and answer politely. My name isn't Peter, it's Honey. I'm not the rabbit who won all that fame. Maybe you think that I'm funny, but I'd rather be called my own name. All the day long he went hopping about. No rabbit could ever be sweeter. But every few minutes he'd hear someone shout, "Hello, Peter," or else, "Good day, Peter." Now, poor Honey Rabbit, he loved his name well. To be called something else was dismaying. And before very long, I'm sorry to tell, he found himself peevishly saying, "My name isn't Peter, it's Honey. I'm not the rabbit who won all that fame. Maybe you think that I'm funny, but I'd rather be called my own name." But no one would listen. His words got no heeding, and some even laughed and made fun of his pleading. And then he got mad and behaved indiscreetly and said, as he lost his good humor completely, "My name isn't Peter, it's Honey. I'm not the rabbit who won all that fame. Now maybe you think that I'm funny, but I want to be called my own name." One night a soft breeze gently blew through his hut. And give up your worry and scheming. For after all, why should a name mean so much? Good night, little Peter, sweet dreaming. These words were so kind that he dried every tear in his pillow poor bunny'd been weeping. And he drowsily smiled, the wise little dear, and he said to the breeze, half asleeping, "My name isn't Peter, it's Honey. But Peter or Honey, it's all just the same. Maybe you think that I'm funny. Ho-hum, just call me any old name." As he lay dozing, he heard a shrill cry. Someone was in trouble. It sounded nearby. He jumped from his bed and went running to see what all of that noise and commotion might be. A little lame squirrel he saw close by a log. It was cornered and frightened by a big ugly dog. Forgetting himself, he called out, "Look here, see? I'm a plump little rabbit. Why don't you catch me?" Away he went running. It's well that he did, for he heard the big dog close behind him. He found a nice briar patch, and in it he hid, and the big ugly dog couldn't find him. And when he got home in the morning's dim light, he found a great crowd there to meet him. It made his heart happy to see such a sight and to hear them all lovingly greet him. "Your name isn't Peter, it's Honey. You are the rabbit who've won all this fame. Now maybe you think that we're funny, but we'll always call you your right name.